All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe show. That's what Charlie Becker is going to be telling the Oregon defensive backs Friday night when he's scoring touchdowns. Keep your hand to yourself. Welcome back to the show. Chase McCabe off today. Dr. Crane in. Brando behind the board. Now, I love Nashville stories. We got a great one on the national scale. Charlie Becker, a wide receiver, father on high school. He's the great outstanding wide receiver for the Indiana Hoosiers. We're honored to have his dad on the show right now, Dave Becker. Dave, good morning. How are you? Thanks for doing this, buddy.
Hey, good morning, and happy to do it. I appreciate the opportunity to be on with y'all.
I mean, what kind of ride is this watching your son this whole season, the great game in the Big Ten Championship, the touchdown in the Rose Bowl? I mean, are you pitching yourself, Mr. Becker?
yes. We keep kind of shaking our heads back and forth with this huge smile ear to ear. And, like, I can't believe this is actually happening. I take it back. I can't believe it's happening because I always knew Charlie had it in him. But to put game after game after game on the stages that he has been surreal, to say the least.
I remember covering a game when he went off against Pope John Paul a few years ago in the Bishop's Cup, and I asked Coach Brian Rector, I'm like, what in the world? He's like, yeah, he's going to Indiana. I'm like, this guy is really good. And at the time, you know, Indiana, what are you doing there?
Yeah.
But to see him explode and come out of here, I'm proud of him, and hell, I barely know you guys.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, for sure.
I'm just saying, just watching him on that field, to see him doing now from Father Ryan to Indiana, why was Indiana at the time, Dave, the right choice for your son?
Yeah, great question. So it started with the coach prior to Coach Sig. So Coach Tom Allen is a wonderful human being, good Christian guy, and really showed genuine care and concern for the players. And I think that's why he did such a good job in the recruiting process with Charlie. It wasn't necessarily about the program or about the wins and the losses. It was where he felt most comfortable. Being 4 hours away from home was important to Charlie as well. But Coach Allen was the best. And, you know, after they let him go with Coach C coming in, there was a lot of question marks on, one, are they going to retain Charlie and, you know, keep him on scholarship? And do they even want him to be part of the program? And luckily, obviously, they did. And it's been the best place by far for Charlie. He's absolutely thrived. Unbelievable coaches. And his progress that he's made has been amazing over just, a year and a half span.
Dave Becker's with us here on the Chase and McJoe Show. Mr. Becker, just looking at the overall landscape of your son's accomplishments at Indiana after Coach Allen left and then Kurt Cignetti kind of followed suit with that, what was that sales pitch like for your son and the family to just stay at Indiana?
Are you referring to stay with Coach Sig?
Or yes, sir.
Say, like,
yes, yeah. Sir. Yeah, after the succession plan there, yeah.
Yeah, I think it wasn't much of a plan. I think not everyone understands or knows that if your coach that you commit to gets fired, your scholarship is actually gone. Ooh. And so you have, like, at that point in time, it was Charlie and I reaching out to a bunch of the prior schools that he was interested in, and you're already at November. They're already committed to their other players, so there were a lot of players that were committed to Tom Allen in Indiana that actually were not retained. So we were blessed to have the opportunity to continue to be there. We knew that Indiana was a place that Charlie would thrive. There's four other students that Charlie's close friends with that in his grade that are at Indiana, and they still remain close today. So it was not a tough pitch at all. I'm just happy that he had the opportunity to start on some special teams and get on the field as a freshman.
Yeah, just get your chance whenever you can. Exactly. You know, I'm a former Father Ryan graduate myself.
And here we go.
Sorry, Joe. Had to put it out there, man. But the fact that, you know, your son goes through these trials and tribulations from one coaching staff to the next, obviously going to a school like Father Ryan, you're a faithful man, Christian man. What what was the challenges and tribulations like for Charlie when it came to his faith, trying to stay driven in a time of, I guess, a fogginess in a roundabout way?
Yeah, great question. You know, that's one thing I've never had to help Charlie with. My wife, Tracy, has been very involved in keeping him grounded, focused, humble, and relying on his faith. And there's a lot of things that we don't necessarily understand why things happen the way they do. But that's not in our control. We can only control what we can control and leave the rest in God's hands. And clearly, you know, if you would have looked at under Tom Allen, three wins his, you know, Charlie's year, he committed to Charlie, you know, having undefeated this year and then two losses last year. The big man's got his plan, and we just let him ride with it, and we do the best we can within it.
Amen to that. Dave Becker's on the phone with us, his son Charlie Becker, wide receiver at Indiana. I mean, what's it like watching your son catch a touchdown in the Rose Bowl? I mean, was that on your bingo card when he was born? Probably not.
Not, no. I'll tell you, from the angle I had, we were kind of on the corner of the end zone, and when Fernando let loose of that ball and I saw it, I grabbed my wife and I said, he overthrew him. And the way Charlie came up, we've all seen that Father Ryan, he high points balls really well, but when he made that snag, and I had Cole, his older brother, next to me, his Grace and his sister, and we just all jumped in a big hug and just couldn't believe that he just caught that touchdown to put him up 10-0. It was so exciting.
I love it. All right, so what's the plan for Friday? When are you going down, and what's kind of your itinerary?
Yeah, so we're heading out Thursday morning. We're going to get down there, and we have about all of my family, Tracy's family, is from the Cincinnati area. We moved here about 15, 16 years ago. And so between friends and family here and all of our Cincinnati family, we're going to have about 50 people down there at that football game. So we're extremely blessed and excited for such a good crowd and a group of supporters to be with us. So we're heading down on Thursday. We're going to get together as a big family Thursday evening for dinner. And then Friday, you know, I actually have to do a little bit of work. They won't let me loose on Friday morning for a couple meetings. But then after that, we're game ready, game focused. It'll be great.
What does your son say about Kurt Cignetti?
So he loves him. Charlie is a very structured individual, and as you've seen, Coach Sig is very structured, organized, buttoned up, follow the plan, and so Charlie appreciates that. There's no ambiguity, and so from that perspective, they're aligned pretty well, and that's helpful for Charlie.
Dave Becker's on the line with this. Sorry about that, Mr. Becker. Looking at this upcoming game for your son, Charlie, and the fact that he could really etch his name into college football history for a national title potentially, what is that like for you as a parent to see your kid fulfilling a dream that a lot of kids really want in grade school all the way throughout the NFL?
Yeah, it's you know, we still have one game to go before we get to talking about the national title. But the thought of this group of kids being able to get there and have the potential to win a national title, one team, something that they'll be able to talk about for years to come as they get older, like this old guy, and they're talking with friends and family sitting around. I mean, it's such an amazing opportunity. I do feel very blessed for the opportunity for Charlie to potentially be there. But what they've accomplished thus far, I can tell you one thing, being a football guy myself, there is one thing that's very special that I've seen in this team, is they are a group of brothers. They are very, very tight, whether it's offense, defense, special teams. They really truly care about each other. They laugh. They're just a great group of really good kids and young men, I should say. And you don't find that at this college level, especially with NIL and the transfer portal and everything else. This group is special. And so if they do have that opportunity to get there, that will help them, you know, hopefully bring home the title.
As you being a former Big Ten Ohio State linebacker yourself, has this been a good bonding point for you and your son, Charlie? The fact that it's the same conference, but also it's just the same intangibles, the same conference, the same team, same everything. Has it been a fun thing for you as a parent to kind of watch a little film here and there when you got some downtime?
It has been great. You know, living in SEC country has not been easy for the last several years, especially in the late, 2015 maybe to early 2020, 22, something like that. SEC has really owned the table. And so I think both he and I have appreciated the ability to go out and the Big Ten do what they've been able to do and, beating Alabama in the Rose Bowl was pretty sweet. I'm not going to lie. So those are the little things that we bond on. Talking about film before the game, I kind of knew that there was an opportunity if they got the right defensive formation that Charlie was going to be able to hit that post. And so I had been looking forward for it. I didn't realize it was going to happen that early in the game, but the connection was there. And those are the things that make this so special for sure.
I love it. Did you play at Ohio State?
I did. I was there from 94 through 98. I had a back injury in my third year that had me hang up the helmet.
So you were there with Vrabel and Chris Sanders and Eddie and everybody?
Yes. They were all a couple years older than me, but yes.
Oh, I had no idea. Nick told me before the segment that you played there. So to see your son catch that pass in the Big Ten championship game, which sealed the win for you guys against your alma mater, oh, man, that's 50-50, isn't it?
No, not even close. It's 99.9.1, man. It was the greatest feeling that I've had, bar none. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the Buckeyes. And,
right. You
know, my boys have grown up Buckeyes. But there's nothing like seeing your boy out there making that big play at the end to seal the deal. There's nothing like it. I've never been prouder.
I love it. Just in case former Father Ron head coach Brian Rector is listening, and you could lie if you want to, but Dave, we don't mind. How great was Brian Rector for your son?
Oh, Brian is an awesome coach, great person, great values. I think he cares as much about the kids themselves and their development to be young men more than he does on the football field. He was a great mentor and, great coach, teacher for these kids. I couldn't thank him enough, and I'm glad over the last year and a half or so, once the boys have been out, I've got to know him even more, and he's just a wonderful person. So very grateful for everything he has done.
I love that. Dave Becker, thank you for this. I know you're busy and it's kind of chaotic right now, but really appreciate your time. Best of luck to your boy Friday night. We're all cheering. He's a Nashville kid. You're a Nashville family now, even though you just moved here. We love it. Best of luck, and we hope we talk to you as you head to Miami, Dave. So thank you.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you having me on. All the best.
All right, thank you. Dave Becker, his son is Charlie Becker, receiver at Indiana. What a great story. Because I remember when I covered the Bishop's Cup in 23, I'm like, this guy's good. Why in the hell is he going to Indiana?
It baffles me, too, because, like, under Brian Rector, when he was at Centennial and he had a few recruits here and there, like Deion Sanders at the time and also Tyrell Dotson. Not the Deion Sanders,
yes.
But another one.
Tyrell Dotson. Emmanuel Hall.
Yeah, like one of them was Mr. Football, went to play at A&M as a linebacker, now is in the NFL. I mean,
he's the green dot for the Dolphins.
Exactly. I mean, he played for the Bills at one point.
Yep.
I'm not saying Rector is a guru when it comes to this, but he knows how to mature players to play at the next level.
He does.
And it's on the player at that point once they graduate to say, hey, I know what I'm doing. I've got to the next portion of my life. I got to capitalize on it.
I think it's great. A Nashville kid who prepped in Nashville doing this work. Right. And then they win Friday. They bounce to the national championship game. You're allowed to wear your dumb Ryan jersey in next week if you want to.
I don't. All that's up in the rafters, man. I don't live in the past for that.
We had some epic battles between McGavick and Ryan, but I'm not going to make this about me, but I want to make it about me.
Please
I'm
do. Kidding. Yeah. I mean, I'll wear some shirts here and there, like my right. football shirts, but not a jersey. Nah,
you should. Yeah, you should. You get if he, they win, you can wear the Charlie Becker jersey.
I'll bring my helmet in. How about that?
Oh, do you have your helmet?
I still do. Yep.
I might steal that.
It doesn't fit anymore. I got a giant pumpkin head.
That's all right, though. But it's your helmet.
It is my helmet.
I like that. I will take a break. Again, our question of the day is, a lot of football happening over the next 5 to 6 days. Where are the best wings in Middle Tennessee and Southern Kentucky? We got a ton of responses on the text line. Terry McCormick at 1 o'clock with the latest on the Tennessee Titans search. Word came out yesterday that one TV guy wants to interview in Nashville, and I'm like, go away. Did you hear this? Don't say it.
Really?
He's on TV. He wants the Titans job, and I'm like, go away. We'll tell you who that is when we come
Corey
back.
Corey Curtis?
This is the Chase and Big Joe show brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5 The Game.